Blog Talk Radio.
Gazing through the window at the world outside, wondering will Mother Earth survive, hoping that mankind will stop abusing her. Sometimes, after all, there's only just the two of us, and here we are still fighting for our lives, watching all of this.
Here in Indiana, it's in the 70s.
Almost 90.
My wife says almost 90. What am I talking about? Well, I didn't go outside. I don't know. I'm Bill.
I'm Ted.
I'm Jolene.
I'm Lonnie.
And we're Hoot and Holler. Oh, I put out an advertisement today. Commerce, our elected, illegal, and insider in investing and trading. How does it all tie together? Pretty much it's self-explanatory if you just listen to what I just named, how it all ties together. And I can't speak for the entire country, but I can speak for the area in which I live. And here, if you were to check into, I can name a whole bunch of housing projects and stuff where housing and stuff, you'd find out that the investment group involved is made up of either elected, former elected, or someone from the Chamber of Commerce. These are the people who can really have say on what businesses can come into an area and what can't. And if they're getting an inside track into an investment into a business, and yeah, they're padding their pockets. And around my area, there's a construction enterprise, whatever, royalty, who has built their whole business on the back of illegals.
Built his wealth on the back.
And is now buying up properties off the wealth that he made on the back of illegals and growing larger. And I'm sure that some of our elected have somehow got invested into it with him if we've checked into things there. And now he's part of them. At the same time, you know, this is a construction business. He's able to underbid his opposition because he uses illegal labor. And he has helped put a lot of his competition out of business. And no one in our area, not a one of our elected, will speak out and say anything about it.
They're probably getting kickbacks too.
And when we did have a sheriff who was trying to enforce immigration laws, they made sure he didn't get reelected. And it's basically the real legal citizens don't matter as long as this certain elitist group can pad their pockets
and feel like they're in charge.
Yeah. And, he's getting insider bids and stuff, like you said. It's all being, you know, as long as they can pad their pockets, it's to hell with the people that really suffer. We have a drug epidemic in our area, cocaine and methamphetamine, and it's just so out of control. I don't see them really doing nothing, but a large part of it is because a lot of those illegal drugs and stuff are being brought in across the border that our government refuses to secure. We have the Chamber of Commerce out there. And understand, the Chamber of Commerce, this is again, their job is to help get businesses into the area. If you're a member of the Chamber of Commerce, then you belong to an investment group. Do you not see the problem there? And we wonder why we have such a situation in our nation. It's on the local level this problem with insider investing and trading goes on.
It goes on
the state level.
Yep.
It goes on the federal level.
We've seen it all the way across the board.
You see it with the climate thing. Look at who is invested in green energies and stuff and pushing this man-made global warming.
The same people out there
pushing it are the same people that are invested in it.
The earth has been cooling and warming.
And it's going to continue.
And how can you have global warming if the polar ice caps has increased?
Well,
it don't take a rocket scientist. These people, I'm sorry to say, America, these people are dumbasses. Sorry.
They're trying to scam us
and push global warming when everybody knows that it's fake. It's called Mother Nature. That's what it's called. And sometimes Mother Nature...
Back to the immigration issue. Go ahead, Kat.
Immigration issue? Well, I just think they should. I mean, secure the borders for one. Put our fence up. We done paid for it. Where'd that money go? They finished the fence. I don't care if you guys want to come here. Come here the right way.
That money went to pay salaries and Homeland Security.
See, that money is supposed to went for our fence. That's what it's supposed to be in there for. For our these dirty politicians to get their fingers on.
Well, yeah, news is pushing that food prices are going to rise from global warming.
They just had a commercial thing on my TV about name brand coffee. They, like Folgers and Maxwell House and stuff like that. They were talking.
You have to really take this all into scope and look at it. I'm telling you, the food problem coming up is a man-made problem.
And it's our government for doing it. I made money on that.
And you look here, how many places are there that's trying to outlaw you growing a garden? Or how many places are trying to tell you you can't have a cow because it's liable to pass gas and contribute to the environmental problem? But what they don't tell you is all them fires that are happening in California just wiped out everything they've ever done. Anything they have ever done throughout history against carbon CO2 was just wiped out by those fires in Florida.
And a lot of that,
California, I'm sorry.
And a lot of that was self-set. They've already caught some people. I'm an ex-fireman. I was a fireman for 7 years, and I know what field fires and brush fires like that can go. All you got to have is a little spark. It's not global warming or nothing like that.
Well, it pushes. It's just part of the agenda. Everything has to do with an agenda. And the sadness is we're just seeing the establishment GOP come out against the Tea Party and stuff. It's like, and you have to question, whose side are they on? Well, they had been a part of this the entire time.
They're on the Muslim side, basically. If you really want to put it that way.
It seems like a lot of that. But what I'm saying is this. All they are arguing over is who's going to be the one that has total control when they slam us into the global government. That's all they're worried about. And
there's a lot of them think they're going to be in control.
The Mitch McConnell, the John McCain, and the list goes on. These people have been in there how long? And you keep putting them back in there. Even though the problem keeps persisting, the debt keeps growing, you keep putting the same in there.
Get rid of them and don't put any of their cronies in there. We'll start with a new good person.
You know,
new back.
The problem with America isn't the elected. It's the ones who put them back into office. It's the ones who aren't paying attention to what's really going on.
There's a lot of them. You see them on TV.
And when we get to that, I got to say this. If we ever get some kind of control back, the American people, we must hold the media that has covered, lied, distorted.
Get them out of there.
They got to be held accountable.
Yes.
They must be held accountable.
Because you're the media, and you're supposed to broadcast the truth, not dodge around.
They don't even look anymore. No. They take the talking points the White House sends them, and that's what they get.
And you can't trust anything that comes out of Obama's mouth or the White
House. Southern Indiana on local TVs, you heard hardly anything about the VA scandal going on because none of the media will do it because they're all in the pockets of the left. They're all out there covering Obama. ABC, TBS, NBC, CNN.
And that's my TV, people.
MSNBC.
That's the reason I have to come up here to find out the truth. Because all my TV shows me is lies. Every once in a while, you
do. And then we can't trust what we see on the TV, so we have to look things up.
That's right.
We got to do the research ourselves. We got to do the reading.
That's
and then we got
to do
the thinking.
We're asking you to do that. Do that research.
And I guarantee you a surprise.
A lot of people saw today a video of people going out on the street, and they were asking them about Benghazi.
Oh,
and
wow.
These people didn't have a clue.
No.
Not a clue.
It's like
that's sad, America.
It's like the people,
that is sad.
When they ask them who the vice president is or stuff like that, and they can't even tell you none of that. They couldn't tell you nothing.
You're watching.
And that's pathetic.
You look at England right now, and you look at the Islamic catastrophe going on there, where England has just about surrendered to them. Without a shot being fired, they have just surrendered because of their PC and all their crap like that. So there they are. And that's coming here. And I got to tell you, in a way, it could be very much karma for all the Dem supporters, because the gays and the atheists and the women are not going to like it. Sharia law.
Oh, no.
And I think
today, somebody's going to touch my kids.
But now, right there, again, we're bringing in how many Muslims a year? They'll know what we know nothing really about nothing.
Letting them have their own camps.
Where we got a corporation trying to tell us they need this labor. And the truth is, when the facts are looked at, it's already been exposed. You can find many, many places where it's been exposed. The fact that labor that they're claiming is higher skilled is not higher skilled. And matter of fact, it's way less skilled. But they can hire it for cheaper. And that's their point. Immigration, this whole thing, these guys trying to act like they're being compassionate and all this about immigration, people, they're just trying to line their pockets.
Yes.
The most honest conversation I have got out of an official was out of a Mexican consulate. When he and I walked in front of Jackson School, Seymour, Indiana, we had a little conference, and he and I just walked back and forth talking. He blocked out the Mayor Ludeman. He blocked out Andy Royalty. He blocked out head of the Chamber of Commerce, Bill Bailey. And we walked. To me, that I had to 100% agree with him. These people here, the mayor, head of the Chamber of Commerce, and the guy that owns the construction business, every one of them was only there for one reason, to try to use his people to pad their own pocket. He understood that, and I had to agree with him 100%. That's exactly what they were doing, and that's exactly what the whole thing is going on the immigration amongst our elected. Somehow, I'm telling you, I don't know how you would ever get it done, because we're trying to do it to the elected. But to hold the elected accountable, every one of their investments should be open book to us, and we should know what office they held when they made an investment and what role they played in protecting that investment or whatever.
There should be a limit,
you know,
of how long the person can be in office anyway.
Well, it is protecting their ring of greed, and it's both sides that do it. Yeah, they put on a grand show when we're watching, but the truth is, behind closed doors, they're laughing in our faces as they're pocketing our money.
Yep. As a shit, yelling, share the wealth.
If Congress and the Senate were all Italian, then we would be putting their butts in jail for being organized crime. I'm going to say that, because that's all they've become. They are organized crime. They are the corrupt. They are buying each other off back and forth, catering to each other's padding of their pockets here and there and stuff. But the truth is, they're not doing nothing for us except putting us further in debt and taking away more and more of our freedom and liberty. When you have a media out there that will not tell the truth, then when you have, let's the scandals. You know, I've been on this planet for quite a while. Anybody out there, can anybody tell me any time there was more scandals at one time hitting an administration than there is now? Does anybody know?
Can't remember any.
Yeah.
Not this many.
I mean, there was scandals that I don't know of.
Anybody in the chat room, do you know of any administration that's had this many scandals hit them at one time? Yes, I remember that Cal in Bell, California, and what happened. And I said at that time, I wish somebody would come and do an investigation like that in Seymour, Indiana, because we'd be putting quite a few people in jail. And I imagine it's that way in a lot of the towns across the country and the bigger cities even. It's the same ring, passing things back and forth. You know, we see it with elected where it's like a family trick to just run for office. You know, I'm not one like that. I think there needs to be a turnaround of people. There should not be long-term people sitting in there. If 8 years is good enough for a president, that should be good enough for any of the elected.
So that means, Harry Reid, you need to go. Pelosi, you need to go.
Well, there's
a lot of them that just need to go. Because all
what we really need is some way to take over and focus everyone on the truth, to actually hold the media accountable and make all this media stand out there and actually tell the damn truth. Quit hiding it, because in the end it's going to come out anyway. And when it does, you're going to be exposed for the lying rags that you are.
They're going to bid, or what is that? Please, or it? Yeah, please bid.
What's that rag magazine out of Hollywood? Star? Yeah, the Star will be a higher rated news source than all the media, because the media is going to be shown to have been in cahoots and covering up and lying about Obama and all these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, Inquirer, that's it, the Inquirer.
They are told what to say from the White House.
I'm amazed every time they do one of these where they go out into the public and they ask these questions and the public looks so ignorant.
Yes.
I cringe.
Because that makes us look bad. Very bad.
I cringe. I cringe when I've started reading some of these things on Common Core. But what I really cringe about is the people that think that a nation is 17... almost $18 trillion in debt now, that by the year 2016, when it ends, we will be exceed $23 trillion worth of debt, that food shortages and stuff coming. And what are we going to do? We're going to take in 30 million illegals, more than it's already snuck in. And that 10 to 11 million number they give you is the biggest lie there is. Biggest lot there is. In one swipe, they will turn this country into Mexico. It may not be in a short term that you'll see it, but it's not going to be in a very long term that you're going to see it. Now, let me explain to you why. When you got 20 million illegals here, give them amnesty. Then they get the right of family reunification, which allows them to bring almost up to 256 people. Even if they only bring 10 each.
That's a lot.
And then those have that same right to do the same thing. You become Mexico overnight.
Yep, that's just stupid.
And if you look at what they are, it's a 5% group controlling the wealth of all the 95% of the wealth in Mexico. It is the same idea here that they're trying to pull off for a small percentage or controlling all the wealth. Can't let an oil company have wealth, so we'll demonize that. We'll make up all this crap about that, and we'll invest in these green energies and carbon exchanges, and we'll steal that wealth from the oil companies and put it in our pocket. Well, the oil companies got so many millions and billions in subsidies. But what they didn't say was the government, for giving out those subsidies, got 10 times that amount back in tax. Now, to me, that's a pretty good business deal.
Yeah.
It's like, I loan you $10 today, and tomorrow you give me $100.
The heck of a business deal. I'll do that.
How can you not see that? Through so the universe, Skeletor would have you believe. They'd have you believe fairy tales. They'd have you believe that under them somehow the whole world's going to come together, hold hands, and sing Kumbaya. That's not going to happen. We are the world is made up of different people, different cultures, and things. You cannot bring the entire world under one culture or under one government without massive death toll. You're going to have to eliminate a whole bunch of people because you can't have anybody who might think for themselves and speak out. And no matter how many times you warn people that you're being poisoned by all this crap that the pharmaceutical companies are pushing and doctors get paid to push, poisoned by the crap
that all them your side food. Effects.
And then here we are, obesity. And this one is just so simple. I don't know why people don't get it. They use growth hormone in the food. It is in the seeds. The growth hormone. When the food grows and you eat it, what do you think happens?
You grow.
Unless you're physically out there working out every day, like, you know, bodybuilder or something like this and that, you are going to gain weight. And, you know, if you're a person that sits inside playing Nintendo or...
You're going to gain a lot of weight.
Whatever the hell they got today.
PlayStation,
Xboxes, whatever. Somebody sits inside doing that all the time or sits on the couch living on their cell phone. Don't go out. Don't exercise. They're going to get obese. So they've created the problem by allowing them to put the growth hormones in the food. So now they are going to penalize and tax you because you're obese because of what they did. They created the problem so they can tax you.
Can lie to you and say you can't have your twins.
Now, with immigration, there's one thing they don't tell you. This will be an excuse to increase taxes. Which it shouldn't be, but it will. And we're not like the ones who have come here through the years who come in and want to be American, learn our language.
I'm okay with
wave
that.
Our flag.
Wait a
minute. Let me finish. Wave our flag.
Yes.
Say allegiance to our country.
Yes.
Those that are coming in here that Obama and them are letting in here and stuff, 36,000 criminals from murderers to sexual assault to rapists, drunk drivers. One
that's a small little group.
One statistic I've seen today is like, since 9/11, 5,000 people have been killed by cops in the United States. And 3,700 people have died in Afghanistan of our people since 9/11, or something like that. There was one little statistic they left off of there, but whatever. But over 120,000, closer to 200,000 Americans have died here on this soil since 9/11. At the hands of an illegal. Now, that to me, that kind of pales with that, you know, 5,000 got shot by a cop. Or,
that's why you
3,700 died
over.
In a war zone.
You let them through like they was doing. Wait in line, get your background check, all that. Learn our language.
Obama,
you can have your language, but learn our language. We shouldn't have to pick up stuff out of a daggone grocery store or a gas station, and it has American in Mexican or Finn.
You pick up a phone, it shouldn't say dial 1 for English.
No.
Say dial 1 for some other language because English should automatically be the language.
This is America. It is the land of the free. Yes, it is. There's a right way to come over it, but you're supposed to learn our language so
actually,
you can communicate with us, not we supposed to learn your language so we to communicate to you.
Actually, Linda, the illegal alien thing is a huge part of Agenda 21. In destroying the culture, you bring in people who do not assimilate. You do that by bringing in mass amounts of illegals who are burning your flag and waving their flag. And then you bring in Muslims who hate all the Christians and what this country stands for. You destroy the culture. You destroy the culture. You destroy the economy, and you destroy the ability to defend themselves. And they're working on that again with this new stuff where they're trying to put pressure on banks not to loan money to gun shops and stuff. you know, that those are the three main tiers of Agenda 21. If they accomplish those things, well, you look, with the illegals and the Islamists, their elections are theirs. There is no longer America. If this holds up like I'm seeing, Mitch McConnell won his won a re-election here again. If that holds up and the establishment takes back, it's over. This country is over.
The land of the free, yes.
Oh, yeah. Then we're going to be seeing the likes of a third world nation as this into one. You're going to see mass poverty. Yeah, they always say share the wealth, but the only wealth I see them sharing is within themselves,
yes.
Not to the people. And nobody gets that.
Or it's the people's money, what they're trying to share, and keep in their money.
Didn't Obama say he was going to take and pay? Did he do it?
Yeah.
You know, we have a government that is so arrogant that it can walk out there in front of cameras, look at you,
and
look into the cameras and stuff,
lie.
And bold-faced lie. We must, and this is sad because it sounds hard, but it's a time in this country that we took both sides of the aisle and we held all these people and then all the people that's been trying to buy into them. And I'm talking about people with control powers over, you know, all of the global elitists out there that need stomped off the earth. People got to realize Islam is not the only religion I can find. It really teaches kill everybody who don't think like you.
I would say that's safe.
Which sounds to me to be a democratic policy, a Democrat policy. Kill everybody who don't think like you do.
Yep. That sounds good.
We continue to, we throw up lip services and stuff, but I believe we could just get together one thing, and I'm going to try something. I'm going to try getting out here and getting people to, let's pick a day. And on that day, let's take an hour or 2 hours, and on all our pages, anywhere we're at, let's post nothing but the big name Democrat donors to political campaigns, the George Soroses, the Warren Buffett, the Michael Bloombergs, the Bill Gates. You know, let's list all these people and the unions, of course. And let's all get together and do nothing but post this for a few hours. What I'm trying to play is a little game here about uniting. If we can all get united to do something that, then we can get united to do something much bigger. And the bigger thing would be to restore sanity in this nation. I have a friend of mine I've known for years, and I knew she was gay, and she said, "What? The Republicans reject the gays. Christians reject the gays." I said, "Christians don't quit loving you. They pray for you. Muslims just behead you. You know, why are you rushing to the ones that are supporting bringing them here to control you?"
I've wondered that all along.
I've never figured it out myself.
But, yeah, I mean,
I never figured out why women were running to this when it comes to them. Do we be covering up and shutting up?
Yeah, and I don't understand why they're fighting to take our guns away, but then they have caught giving guns out to basically the Muslim Brotherhood.
Our enemies.
Yeah, the enemies of America.
Al-Qaeda, like, groups
and this is
else.
Our government.
And now you
yeah.
see,
I mean,
we have 100 American jihad fighters in Syria. I just saw this today, and I'm like, but they're all Muslim, and I'm thinking, well, they ain't American.
They ain't American, no.
But you know, hey, they're people that probably was raised here and converted for some reason or another.
They had to be lied to, because if you read the Quran, it plain out put. Bill was right what he just said. And I'm sorry, that's what a Muslim's Bible is the Quran. Just like our Bible, ours is the Holy Bible.
They're talking about a law to be illegal to insult Islam.
Oh, but you go on. You go on.
Yet it's
on the
government that is right out there, lips moving, insulting and attacking Christianity.
Always.
Always. The liberal left has done nothing but attack Christianity. They think Christians should have to pay for things that they don't believe in. But at the same time, they don't want to pay for things they don't believe in. They're trying to put themselves above others. And the people who go out here and preach all this tolerance are the very ones that are intolerant. You're not allowed to have a say if you don't agree with them. If you earn something, they should get a part of it. They don't want you to eat that because for whatever reason, you know. I don't want to live in a country where I am told day in and day out what I can and can't do, what I can and can't go, what I can and can't eat, what I can or can't read, what I can or can't watch, who I can and can't associate with. You know, I don't want to live like that.
No.
But that's where we're headed. That is the agenda.
And a lot of these people, once not woke up, they don't believe that. And they're the people what's helping put all this in play because they ain't opening their eyes and seeing what's going on. They're supporting what's going on because they don't know. The media's lied to them, so they're like, okay, that's fine.
I just want you to look at one item. We got a Marine in Mexico. They got him in jail. They won't release him. But our government turns around and releases 36,000 criminals into our streets. Now, if that don't make you wonder whose side the government's on.
They're on their own side.
Yeah, well.
Not on the American public side.
We're now up to 19, I think it was. Is that right, babe? 19 VA hospitals.
Yep.
19 states now, VA hospitals with the same recurring, you know, thing going on. People were getting bonuses to report all this stuff, and here we are. Who knows how many veterans? There's no number. But the point is, you know, you'll go out of your way to get billions of dollars and do this or that for our enemies. You will give them, bring it, allow illegals in, ignore all the laws, and expect us to pay for their health care and stuff. But you promised that you were going to take care of these vets, blah, 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 blah. But like everything else, everything that comes out of your mouth turns out to be nothing but a lie.
If you like your health care, you can keep it.
I am still out on him being the Antichrist. Think of the book of Daniel. He will come promising change, changing the laws and changing the views. But what he will bring is destruction.
And he's doing a lot of that right now. He's seeing lies.
Sounds pretty close to me. But, you know, we're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep working at it. We're going to keep building up our group and working to educate and wake people up. The time's getting short. And if we can't get something going here in a short time, folks, then we're done. There's not going to be a second chance. We're going to be done. Suggestion is while you still can, you better grow you some garden. If you live in a place where you can do it, raise you some rabbits, raise you some chickens. Get out, go fishing, whatever. Because stock up on all the meat, food, you can learn how to can because they're going to try to take over all the food so they can control you. Once they start rationing food, you're screwed. We're already out of the meeting on waterways and stuff. Well, TPP, they plan on giving away all our waterway rights to some kind of international group. UN probably. We still haven't recovered from the other UN atrocities in our nation. UN should be thrown out of our nation. They do not represent America or American values at all, and they have done nothing but suck money out of us. For what? Where's all this money we give the world? Let me tell you what. I'd be looking at the accounts of everybody in that UN, and I'd be looking at the balance of
your
stuff and this and that.
Hi, Bill. I would rather just abolish the UN, get them out of this country, and get us out of it. These people are evil. They're the ones starting the Agenda 21 and the rest of it. I mean, what do we need those people for?
Well, the truth is, they're just minions of the same elite that the others are.
Right. They're wielding power they have no right to. Everybody that's doing this, including Obama and Valerie Jarrett and the rest of these schmucks and the Soroses and all the rest of them, they have no authority, but they're doing it anyway because people are stupid. I don't know how many people I sent it to. I hope I get it to you guys. There was an interview at George Washington University talking to these students from one of the conservative news networks, asking them, what they think of Hillary Clinton, should she be president, and what are her accomplishments. It was so absolutely abhorrent of the response from these moronic little schmucks who have been indoctrinated with socialist communist rhetoric their whole lives, especially on campus. It was, I sent it to Mikey B, and he says, yeah, we're pretty much doomed. I mean, it was, that's what's going on. I mean, plus, then they had Waters World on Bill O'Reilly going out to some god-awful place where the gay, transgender, nut job, religious cult of Lady Gaga. I mean, this one clown didn't even know who the hell Obama was, and they readily admitted that they love living in their own little bubble they've created. These people are about as dumb as a snail. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. This is what you're up against. I go through it every single day.
And the sad thing for them people, Linda, is they're going to be some of the first people they gather up and put together. Yeah.
Well, let's go back to the...
If you're not serving them, you don't serve
right.
a purpose. So,
well, I know. I know that. They right now, they're useful idiots, but they'll be on the trains first. I get it. No, I agree with you. And you talked about the 36,000 criminals that were let out on the streets. Well, number one, that gives us target practice. Number two, we don't have to deport them because if they start coming into somebody's house that's a damn, conservative, patriotic, liberty-loving person, they're going to get their asses blown away. And that's exactly what we need to start doing. Only if you have provocation and you're self-defensing, then that's what's going to happen. And then we can write letters to that idiot in the White House and say, this is what you've done, schmuck face. Now you can send them home and deport them in body bags, you moron. Linda, stick to him.
He doesn't care.
No.
I know he doesn't care. I know he doesn't care. He hates this country. In fact, on July 4th, before we get together in Delaney, Dinesh is putting out another movie called America. I've seen the trailer. It's freaking phenomenal. Look, everybody knows that this man is, like you said, you're out on the fact that he might be the Antichrist. I mean, that's what my cousin calls him. She doesn't even read half of what I do, but she knew just from listening to his words. The thing is, Bill, look, you've got Michelle Obama out there not only pushing the food thing when she's a huge hypocrite. She eats cheeseburgers, $800 bottle of champagne, and soft-shell crab on our dime, okay, with all the trimmings and extra calories. So she's a hypocrite. She's the Michelle Antoinette let them eat carrot sticks. That's who that bitch is. Plus the fact, now she's going out. Michael Savage had a field day with this one. The anti-Semitism and stuff that's going on here and the Soviet Union stuff that's going on here with the Common Core, now she's actually going out and wanting people, kids and everybody else, to snitch on their parents if they have an off-color joke about racism. Hello? If that's not Stalin on steroids, I'd like to know what the hell it is. But nobody reads, Bill, so they don't connect the dots.
I did read that today.
What else do you need? And then what's that clown's name? He's a white rapper, and he dressed up as a Jew with a hooked nose. Well, Glenn pulled out the book. Glenn collects stuff real authentic stuff from history. There was a book, a propaganda book in Hitler's time by the Nazis put out to vilify the Jews. And I'm telling you, that outfit that that idiot rapper was wearing was almost a clone of the pictures in that book put out by Goebbels. I mean, it was.
He's like every other rapper. After a couple years or so, even if he's on top, he'll fade and be gone.
But look, there was the anti-Semitism that's going on in Europe. The Jews are fleeing. They're going to Israel. They're getting the hell out of Europe. They're getting out of France. They're terrified. You got Muslims over there. I mean, it's horrible.
Well, the way this country is starting to get on Christians, I'm afraid
you betcha. You know, this is, I'll tell you, Bill, thank God I still have my arms and everybody else does too, because if we don't, and we don't start, and I'm not saying we go take them up and get the pitchforks and tour. Cannot let these people steamroll. There was a new guy on Glenn's show today, and I can't remember his name, but he's in Congress, and he's on a committee, and he's trying to get this bill passed. It's an appropriations bill because they're not only trying to defund it, but they're working on this thing. Oh, God, what was it? Something to do with not the anti-Semitism, but there was something else really, really important. And we need to get, you know, behind these people, because some of these people have common sense. The rest of them don't. And then you've got the Blasios, you know, pushing. It's horrible. I can't believe the communism in this country. It's crazy. Oh, they was trying to defund or get rid of these the agencies, the EPA, the DHS, the Department of Education, who have SWAT teams. And they have no business doing this. They're not law enforcement. So that's
2,717 military law personnel carriers bought for.
Yeah, we're looking at the EPA, the IRS, and the rest of the SOBs. And what the hell, there is no reason for this. These people are not part of the judicial branch. This is nuts.
And then they armed a bunch, one of those groups, three-letter groups, they armed with submachine guns with 30-round clips.
Well, yeah,
now,
plus they have all those MRAPs.
Why are you arming these kinds of people? Remember Obama said he was going to create his own private army?
Yes, yes,
well, that's,
yes.
That's what he
and
did.
You know what else? They answer to him. This is his private police department. This is evil. This is Hitler. This is exactly what they all did. They had, look, both of these people, Stalin and Hitler both, from, you know, different backgrounds, different countries, but they did the same thing at the same time. They both had three separate entities of what they call secret police. In Russia, one of them was called Cheka, and the other ones I can't remember till I look it up. But they had the SS, they had the Gestapo, and there was another one. I guess Brown Shirts the first.
The top of personnel carriers has already been shown on the internet how to disable one.
Oh, good. When I get back there to Delaney, you and I have a long conversation. We need to do some stuff. Seriously.
Lady, I'll tell you, lady, you ever seen that movie Mountain Men? Well, I'm about to head to the mountains.
Yeah, I know you've been talking about that for about a year, man. I know. But, no, we need to know. In fact, there was, there's all these places where you can go. There's a class I can take if I want to go to it. I think it's the day before I leave, but I got to talk to my friend. They teach you how to use your firearm, how to do tactical, you know, reconnaissance and everything, and real good self-defense. Like if you're in a real firefight, I mean, it's really good. So I'm thinking about really going.
Chad's been getting little classes recently. I'll let him tell you about them. Our brother Joe's been getting survival lessons.
Oh, yeah. Well, Joe was telling me, showing me basically how pine trees right now, how they have their little pine cones with starting, and it looks like the little yellowish green balls.
Uh-huh.
You can pull that ball off, and you can just eat. You can eat it. Then he was telling me about what was that? Yeah, cattails. He was telling me about cattails. I mean, what you find everywhere, the roots are edible, and the stalk is edible, you peel it down like you would a cucumber, and it kind of has a cucumbery taste. And then a long time ago, the brown top, when it starts going white and fluffy, they used to take that a long time ago and crush that all up and make powder, and that's how they would make their pancakes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and then he says, and I don't like these plants, but they're called, it's called a yucca plant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the roots off of a yucca plant is edible. You can eat
it.
You cook it. You cook that just like you would a potato. But
you know what?
Just,
there was, somebody was telling me, one of my Tea Party people last week was telling me that one of the best things you can continue to do, you guys are already doing your own growing and stuff, but if you've got heirloom seeds that are not GMO seeds, that's what you got to get a like 2 or 3 year supply of those suckers, and you got to hoard them back, and then, you know, so you'll be able to keep going for 2 or 3 years. We need to have like probably 6 months of canned goods put aside, plus all the seeds, plus if you're growing your chickens and your pork and whatever else you can get.
Well,
butter, you know, it's got to be done. We've got to start learning how to do this because
we've got seeds. We've been storing back seeds for a while. And the job I have, I'm a landscaper and a hardscape, and in our shop, we have all kinds of regular seeds. I mean, no government seeds. You know, it's regular comes from farmers.
Okay. Good deal. Well, I ordered mine from Rare Seeds, which is an heirloom seed thing, which they guarantee are non-GMOs. My garden is flourishing right now, so because I've relocated it and everything looks really good. So I was pretty happy about that. I water it daily. I really soak it out. I've got beans. I've got cukes, zucchini, lettuce, carrots, and broccoli.
I said watch for the Japanese beetles. Because they'll eat your garden up.
Okay. I haven't seen it those yet, and I've got some, got my fertilizer out there. What I get here is the gophers and the moles, but I haven't seen them this year because I kind of bombed them out last year with underground stuff.
I have a cat that digs them up and kills them. I have a cat that kills them.
I don't have a cat, so I have to get the bombs. I get it; it's pretty cheap. I get it at Lowe's, and it's very effective. You do it a couple of times, and they're gone. They head for the hills, literally, the little hills. So the garden's good. I think it's going to be good. I think I'm going to produce a lot. I've got some tomatoes coming up a little bit, and they're kind of a late season deal. I think July, August, September, they'll start really producing well. So that's good, but. Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's just so much that you have to think about, and sometimes you run out of money. I mean, I'd love to go out and get some more ammo right now. I got to pay for my ticket to get back.
That's where Chad, his job come in handy because he gets a discount.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and you know what else? If you guys know how to reload, I've got a ton of brass. All my shells. I got all my 9mm shells. I've just got tons of it. So one of these days when I get back there, I will bring my empty shell casings. And we can reload them.
Steve does
I mean,
a lot
you
of
guys...
reloading.
Huh?
And me, I encouraged Chad. I gave him a black powder gun once, and
I still have it.
He'll tell you I've got a little lead melter of my own. I can make my own bullets.
Good.
And I asked him. I know how to make gunpowder. So and there's flint everywhere. So you know, we're not going to run out here.
Oh, thank God. But if you ever need brass, I got that. I got a little bit of that. So, you know, and then I've got the other stuff, but, you know, my self-defense, I don't want to have to, I hope I don't have to go through that. This is not the place to be. Seriously.
No, it's not. You're down there where it's the worst.
I worried about you with the fires, Linda, all weekend.
Yeah,
we did.
It was. I know. We were kind of concerned, so we weren't sure where to go except Encinitas, but I didn't have a bug out situation, you know, where I could do it, other than just taking a few of my books and my guns and my ammo and my mother and something you know, maybe some clothes or water and food and stuff. Because if I'm serious about this, I need one of those cargo trailers and a dolly to get the stuff I need. So it's pretty crazy. Huh?
It just gets me with all the buyers. I know a lot of them were started.
Yeah.
And we'll probably never get the truth about all that.
Because
Brown's trying to blame it on climate.
Global warming.
Global
warming. It's on idiots like Jerry Brown that drained the reservoirs.
If that SOB does not shut his mouth, I swear I'm flying up to Sacramento and killing myself. I can't take that son of a bitch. He is so nuts, and he just won't stop. He will destroy the state. The state will look like Detroit. In fact, when I'll tell you about that meeting that I went to, and I'll expound on it, because I was confronted by the most libtardy, crazy commies on the planet, and every time I go, it gets worse and worse and worse. It's unbelievable what I go through. You have no idea. It's bad. I'm like, I get up and I go to these meetings and I try to do the right thing, and then I see what I'm up against, and I'm like, not only are they libtards and they want this Agenda 21 not even knowing what they're doing, they're like Bill Gates. These people are eugenicists. I'm sitting there going, I can't get out of here. You know, I can't leave my mom. She has nowhere to go. So it's crazy. It's pretty nuts. So I'm here for the duration.
It's every day you get up and you look and it's like, holy crap, what more can be going wrong?
All the scandals that's coming out.
The VA deal, I don't care what they say about that. That's just bull.
Wrong. Maybe when,
definitely wrong.
Yeah, because them people are the ones who went and fought for our country and our freedoms anyway.
Who's coming out and exposing them are the doctors.
And then this idiot in the White House is blaming Bush, but he forgets that he was on camera talking about that he knew about this, and he was promising to fix it. Oh, but there was no fixing, was there, from 2008 till now? No, there wasn't.
He
lying bastard.
Under Bush, that was brought up today. When George left office, the average wait time was 45 days. Since Obama's been in office, the wait time has went up to 245 days.
And you know what, Bill? This is a preview of government-run health care under Obamacare. This is a nice little preview.
You want to know what Obamacare is going to really look like? Well, look at the VA.
Yep. You got that right. You got that right. And what I believe me, I mean, there's people here that were, you know, championing the Obamacare just the other day. It was at a Sunday meeting. And, of course, this person is so steeped into socialism and so stupid she can't even see straight. But I'm not kidding. I have to run to my car to get away from these people. I just can't take much more. Unbelievable. It's
okay,
crazy.
We got another caller on the line. Welcome to the show.
It's me. It's Leah.
Hi, Leah. Oh.
Hey. I got about the last 5 minutes I've been listening, so.
Okay. I just want to let you know that the book list is done. By the time I get to Delaney, it will be in pristine condition, so you can enjoy.
Okay, that'll be great. That'll be great.
Yeah. Along with the other stuff I'm going to bring to you guys. I'm not kidding. I've got a whole book to put in my suitcase, but I'll figure it out. I'll get it in there.
You know, we've got a lot of other people that talked about coming and stuff, and I'm hoping we have a good crowd at Delaney this year. It's
hosted
from July 13th through the 20th at Delaney Creek Park in Scottsburg, Indiana. Beautiful place. Lake.
Oh, my God. So much fun.
Beach. We got the pavilion
food,
on the front.
Food. Fun. Great people.
Music out there. And I'm probably this time, unlike the last couple of times, I'm going to get some people to get up there and do some talking.
Yes.
And I want everybody to try to come up with ideas of what can we do to broaden the awakening of this nation. Like I said, I'm going to try a little game myself on Facebook and other links with this.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't get something going, that for 2 hours we will put up nothing. But
you know what you can also do, Bill? If we do, and maybe you can get other people involved, is to do, if you guys have the ability to make a little small YouTube video and just post it on YouTube. and talk about that stuff.
What about Delaney or R2?
Whatever.
The things you want to post on Facebook, any topic you want. Mikey B just put out a 9-minute rant on something the other day, and it was on atheism and the Bible and stuff. So, and yeah, it's really apparently it's easy to do, and it doesn't. I don't think it costs any, but it people do it all the time, so it's a good deal.
Okay, Lonnie, we got a project. And we'll try to do something there because I think you're right. I can get Maxie. I can get music.
Sure. Absolutely. Get it. Advertise Delaney and then do another one on what you want to do on Facebook. I mean, there's all ways to go. So.
Well, I may have a gospel group still coming down.
Which
one? Be great. A gospel group.
The Woodsman.
Oh!
It's the one I told you what sings the song. And God We Still Trust.
Ooh,
and
nice.
Trying to take it away and all that.
An awesome song.
Hmm. I wish I could find the music. I don't know if you guys are music buffs. I'll bet Lonnie could find it for me. It was Gospel Jubilee here in L.A. And it was on, 92.5 station. It's an FM station. And I don't know the name of the group, but the lyrics go, it's not okay just to go to church 4 times a year. It's really cool, and I think the people who sing it are from out of Hawaii, but it's just, like, fabulous gospel music, and it's, like, so modern. Thank you. But try to find that one. So, and I think it's something to do with R-E-I-G-N, rain, but I'm not sure, like, raining in heaven. So I don't – if you can get it, yeah, that'd be fab.
Well,
all right. A guitar playing friend the other day, and he was like, well, he was more interested in rock and roll and stuff. And I said, yeah, but you know, if Sharia law takes over, you won't be allowed to play rock and roll. And the look on his face.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, he had never thought of that.
Yep. They don't think
exactly
about it.
So he's out telling his buddies, guitar playing buddies and stuff now.
Good. Good. Yeah. You just keep planting the seeds, man. Keep playing. I do it every day. Are you kidding me? They can't shut me up. They'd love to, but they can't.
We have to.
Eat every day in our customers.
Because in everyday life, we go out here and we're meeting people who are clueless because they're not getting the information that we're getting.
Right.
And once you start talking to them, they are just frozen in place listening. And they can't believe what's happening.
Yeah, besides the people will think, well, that can't happen. They ain't going to do that.
Oh, I've heard that. I've heard that so many times. I swear to God, I my head will just bleed.
I know.
I don't even know what to say to these people.
But to be honest, a lot of the people I talk to is a lot of older people, and they know. They believe it, and some of them, one job I went and did the other day.
Right.
And the guy, I was a tea party guy, he says, well, me too. Shook my hand, and I was telling
him
all about it.
And you know what? Chad, here's the thing. You guys live in a red state. I live in this hellish blue state. I'm dealing with people who are 55, 65, and 70, and that age group, who are so indoctrinated into this socialist nonsense. I mean, this is the remarks that are coming out of these people's mouths, and it, like I said, it makes your head bleed. It's like, oh my God, every single thing that was going on in my mother's generation when they got the smattering of information about Vladimir Lenin and the Bolshevik Revolution and World War II and Churchill just apparently went in one ear and out the other because there's nothing in there to stop it in the first place. So I'm telling you, it's amazing. It's just, I don't even know where to begin with these people. Like the one guy talking about depopulation, I was so shocked that I wasn't on my game because, believe me, now, like 10 minutes later, I figured out what I should have said to him. You know, it's like, because I was in shock. I go through.
I like it when I run into somebody who's up on things and knows what's going on.
Oh, me too. because I sometimes learn a little bit more, too, and I teach the people what I know and give them what they can find out the facts themselves. Check it out. And,
well, you know, I know.
People, they're just floored. They're just they're like, wow, you got to be
kidding. There's, every once in a while, I meet people, you know, who are Tea Party people, and they're still clueless, too. They think they're Tea Party people, but they haven't done the research. And I try to help them out because at one point I was the same way when I got with the 912 and I met you guys. And then I was in with Beck and I started reading. But I did not know about Agenda 21 until Barbara Decker, and she's running for office in her district, by the way, which is fabulous. I think congressional. And she turned me on to Agenda 21, and I took it, and I took the ball, and I ran with it like a house on fire. I was, like, not to be stopped, and I'm still doing it. They don't listen, but, you know. So there are people who do. There are several people who look at me, and they're open to it, but a lot of them will read, and many of them won't. So you can only go so far. You can't force them to do it. You just can't. Right.
When I joined the 912 group, I was already aware of Agenda 21, and I started posting about it right away. But I had previously been fighting illegal immigration for 3 years and was ahead of an organization that was fighting against illegal immigration. And I closed up my site and stuff, our group, and encouraged everybody to join iFire, which was out of Northern Indiana, headed by Greg Serpent and Sheree Palazzo. Great organization, great group out there fighting for our rights.
Good.
And although we come from different kinds of political backgrounds, we both have seen the threats and
the destruction.
I've spread Agenda 21 to them. I've spread Agenda 21 to a lot of other people.
Yep.
And because I've had a lot of people say, well, why did you quit fighting illegal immigration? I didn't.
Just change.
What I did was I've seen the big picture and what the driver
got
was.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
And I started after that. The whole picture.
Right.
And,
if you don't, this is, you're right, Bill. I mean, this is what people will not and just do not understand, and it's very hard for them to grasp it. Until they get it and have a few sleepless nights like you and I have over the reality of this evilness, they're never going to be able to do anything to stop it because you have to see how interconnected this crap is and how it's all part of the same huge plan. It is. I know it is. Exactly what they're doing.
I had a friend, he's a hacker, and he had hacked some paperwork, and it wasn't blacked out like normally it is, and read it. I was like the same, I was like, there's no way. But then I started doing some research and stuff, and it was so apparent that it was right, and it was such an eye-opening. And, if people actually was to sit down and study what Agenda 21 really is about and what it means.
Right.
The depopulation scheme that's in it, the total control, the
The rewilding, humans are the enemy. Right.
You're controlled.
The abolition of property rights. Yeah.
Yeah, you're controlled in every step, the ones they allow to live.
Oh, exactly. Oh, and that's why this... That's why ACA,
it will even control who you associate with.
Well, you can't, and it'll be like the old Soviet, and that's why when Mushel, the BITCH, was out there talking about ratting on your parents about telling off-color jokes, like I said, that is Joseph Stalin right there. That's exactly what he did. And anyone who doesn't know that needs to have their little face slapped for about a minute. I can't take these people. Or at least take them by the shoulders and shook real hard. What the hell are we doing? Allowing this witch.
I flip out all the time because of the stuff. The agenda with school and the meals and stuff. How did that work out? They tried it.
It doesn't, because it goes in the...
More food was getting filled into the trash than was getting...
Trash.
They hate it.
Of course, but look,
and
these people, they're using...
You see Michelle eating a triple-decker cheeseburger into her face,
yeah.
or or rich.
Who do you think is paying for that?
And Hillary Clinton both. I don't. And Barbara Mikulski, Barbara Boxer, all of them.
Yeah.
Until you witches can lose your shut up about everybody else, though.
Well, it's none of anybody's business, you know, how fat anyone is. And their argument is it's a health care cost. Well, there's no reason that anyone else is paying for someone else's health care. And if that's the case, that needs to be changed real quick. And it's just going to get worse with Obamacare. So people, in the first place, she's a hypocrite because she – and guess who's paying for all this stuff? Can you imagine the amount of calories that little turkey was consuming on her lavish vacations that we paid for? Can you – I mean –
People there eating an $800 steak. How many of us, anybody listening in the chat room or anybody you know, who do you know that's actually ate an $800 steak?
I don't see why it would cost $800 because it's
around here. I can buy cow. I can buy over a half a cow for that.
Well, here's the thing. Well, they probably imported it from Tokyo, you know, the Kobe beef.
Oh,
but
what is this cut of meat that's worth $800?
It's not. They're just paying it. Look, there's no. As far as I'm concerned, there's no chance.
They're not paying it, sister.
We are. We are. Yeah. And here's the other thing. There's no bottle of champagne worth $800, but that's what those guys drink all the time. You know, you can buy Cristal for $150, and that's damn good stuff. But I mean, that's out of the champagne villages of France. So. And I've tasted Dom Perignon, and it's fabulous. I know how good that is. And that was free because I was in Tokyo playing with the girls, the kids, the young people. We were having a good time.
And I got a word for GM today, who just had their 29th call of the year. Karma's a bitch. You should have paid the $10.7 billion you owed the taxpayers.
Yep. Yep. I know. All right. How much time you guys got left? Because I'm getting colder. Okay.
I got as much time as long as I got.
Okay. Yeah, when I went in there and fixed your name thing, I probably didn't put the 90 minutes on there.
Let's no, you got 20 minutes.
It says we got 45 minutes remaining.
That's if you want to run to 9 o'clock. If you want to run to 8:30, you got 15, brother.
All right.
Yeah.
I can handle that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go back in the chat room. You guys have been fabulous, and I'm just so excited about Delaney. I can't see straight, so I have to wait a couple more days to talk to my neighbor. She's going to try to get me a real good deal with Southwest, so we'll pray for that.
What?
So.
Well, God bless, Linda.
Yeah,
oh, you guys, too. Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
Folks,
I can't wait to meet you
on my show.
Linda.
Oh, what, hon?
I said, I can't wait to meet you.
I know. I'm so excited. This can be fun. We're going to party our little derrieres off. Yes, we are.
You're exactly right. We are.
Talk to you later. I'll see you in the chat room. God bless.
All right.
Tomorrow,
God
my
bless
show.
You.
Okay.
You know, folks, I come on here every week, and I'm not doing this for my health. I'm not trying to be anybody. I could care less about that. All I want is to see my grandchildren's future not be some kind of dictatorial slave to an out-of-control elitist globalist government. And it's for my grandchildren and the kids in this country that I fight, that I do what I do. I'm reading into these things. I'm looking into what they're actually writing and passing as legislation, which is more than our elected seem to do.
Oh, yeah, they have to pass the bill before they can read it.
Well, that's what it sneaks stuff in and say, well, I didn't know that was in there.
Yeah, you did.
And
you
stuck
it in there, dude.
We've seen that before. But I come out here every week, and I do this show, and I do what I do during the week, because I love this country. I don't like where it's headed. I don't like where it's at, and I don't like where it's headed. But it's because of the freedoms that many fought for and died for that allow me to live in this country and have the life that I've had. The most supportive parents when it came to my education and to anything I did. My parents were always supportive. They were there. They could have instilled in me respect. My dad was a history buff. And my mother was a quality engineer. I had the pleasure of working 15 years with my dad at Golden Foundry. He was there for 38. And this country has been so amazing. And so many people take that for granted. So many people, for some reason, find something to hate about this country and want to destroy it. And we see that out of so many from both sides out there. Just how everybody else feels. But I tell you the truth. I have no more faith in the establishment of the Republican Party than I do the Democratic Party. I consider them both to be progressive. They are both just two different piles of the same crap.
Yep. They both still pad their pockets.
If you look at Agenda 21, it was both the establishment of both political parties that were trying to push this at us. You had George Bush Sr. introduce it. You had Pelosi take it on the House floor. You had Clinton go around Congress's back to the UN. You had GW putting place things into position. You got Obama coming in and trying to finalize these things or put it into a further position for the next person to finalize, which establishment candidate, Republican, Democrat, that's what's going to happen.
Yes, it is.
That's what's going to happen. They see the Tea Party as a threat because the Tea Party is the American people standing up and saying, wait a minute.
Wrong.
They're ones that are paying attention that woke up and said, wait a minute, this government is out of control. And yes, the left would like to say that we're the Republican Party, but we're not. We're the ones that see all the lies. We're the ones that see all the corruption that the establishment that both parties is trying to shove at us as they try to gain control over us and have their own pockets with wealth.
Yes. Amen, brother.
And until we can wake up, stand up together, that's what we're up against. And they're going to come out here and play all these games. If the media is in their pockets, if you're reading newspapers, I can guarantee you the Seymour Daily Tribune is not going to say anything against this establishment.
No.
In my area. And I doubt the Columbus Republic. I think they're all owned by the same leftist progressives. And you're seeing all these scandals, but you don't see the media talking, the main media talking about them. You don't see them talking about the Benghazi and all the emails that come out. You don't see them talking about the IRS and all the emails that come out. You don't see them talking about the VA. And this growing thing, you know, I wonder, what does it take to wake this nation up? I understand that things are only going to get better when V1 returns.
And then
that we're going to be on a downward slide until then. What's coming at us, folks, if you ain't prepared, you ain't ready to batten down your hatches and stuff, I feel sorry for you because it's going to be like you never would have. I don't know how to put it.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they got all these, and why they got these giant ovens, and why they got all this armor and all this weaponry, and you know, they're wanting to be able to spy on everything we think, say, or do, even within our homes. They're wanting to control our water. They're wanting to control our electricity. They're wanting to control and to monitor us using smart meters. You know, it's just. It's 1984, bring your face.
Second,
tax the rainwater that falls in your yard. Tell you can't grow a garden on your yard. Tell you can't live off the grid. Yeah, you can't use wood for heat. You can't live off the grid. You know, now the mouse. Believe it or not, a mouse. They're arguing over land, wanting to take all this land for a mouse.
So I got some mice trapped.
It's a kind of mouse. People never heard of, you know, that throughout history, one critter has died out till another critter to come in. With them, that will never happen because they won't let it because they're not going to let the one critter die out.
That's why dinosaurs last time.
Folks, it's an ongoing circle of power grabs using deception, using the smoke and mirrors we got going on from our elected in this country. We've stepped back. We've allowed a total takeover and domination. I don't know how you lift the country up with the just means we have. The internet has been the biggest foe of this administration. Because without the internet, we wouldn't have been able to talk to so many as we have. They would have had us in boxes, and we'd have never been able to get our voices out there and hear other people and know what's going on in places and stuff. And 3/4 of what we know now, we would not have known because the media would have never let us know it. It was the internet. It was the internet. That's why they want control of the internet. Because in all their calculations,
because they think we're stupid,
well,
they don't know it.
Because in all their calculations, when they were planning their globalist takeover agenda, the one thing they never saw coming, the one thing they never expected, was the rise of the American people. Call it the Tea Party. I call it the American people.
American people.
The rise of the American people. The sleeping giant.
They
woke up. They never foresaw that coming, and it totally has shifted their game. They're having to play by different they were going to do because we're awake.
That's why they're trying to fight by us.
That's terrorists.
They're not the terrorists. They're letting the terrorists across our border.
We're radical. 50 years ago, you'd have told people, if you're a Christian, believe the government's too big, or for lower taxes, less government intrusion, all these things. If you'd have said, you know, if you'd have told these things 30, 50 years ago, they would have been into the ground. They're not equipped for this kind of stuff. They have slowly indoctrinated the country into sleep and into this idea and through their education of before billions of dollars. It wasn't used to educate, it was used to indoctrinate. And that's why they keep screaming for more money, because they're not done indoctrinating. There we are. Right back to Michelle Obama telling the kids to snitch on their parents if they say something off the wall. But you can bet we never get to hear the complaints of the Obama kids.
Whatever the interpretation,
by income inequality and spend $12,000 on a dress. People wake up. It's the same thing with Sheila Jackson Lee. She has no business to come out and talk about income inequality when the women wear so much jewelry. Somebody's making these wild outfits for her. But I'm sorry, there ain't nothing she could do, don't matter what color she was. She'd still be ugly. She'd be a liar, a self-server, self-pocket-stuffing politician.
Ugly ain't the meaning on the outside. That's ugly on the inside.
She's very ugly on the inside.
On the inside. That's how they judge. I judge you.
Well,
she's
one of those that comes out and says some of the most off-the-wall things.
Yes.
And I guess she's educated. I'm just guessing. I don't know. I haven't checked
a lot of
her education.
A lot of their education is on the internet.
Well,
they don't know how to add.
They don't
math
know.
Just,
Their math is blown away. Their science is out the wall. Their whole idealism are just wrong. It's like somebody was on an acid trip and wrote this play for them, and they're all following it.
Yeah.
There's no common sense, and there's no common courtesy.
No.
It's believe it their way or no way. If you don't go the way they do, then you're bad, you should be eliminated. You know, and that's just like the bipartisanship we hear about so much. Because the Democrats, partisanship is they get 100% of their way and you get nothing. That's their idea of compromise. That's not compromise, that's surrender. And I don't think we're going to do that. Folks, thank everyone for coming and listening tonight. You know, summertime falling, people wanting to get out in the yards and run around and pools and whatever. Be careful when you're out there. But when you're out there, don't be afraid to speak out. Don't be afraid to tell the people what's going on. Share your knowledge. Share what you're learning. Because if there's any kind of change, it's going to be because we didn't want to woke up the Tea Party and others out there fighting. We're going to be the voice that wakes up the country to the truth, and somehow we must get it back.
And tell them some of the facts, you know, where you can find it out by yourself. You know, saying they can look it up themselves, they won't have to take us our word.
I wish everyone a good night. God's blessing. And tune in tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Right from the Left Coast and Ms. Linda Sills. Always an informative and educational. You're going to learn some things if you listen. Linda does her research. And just want everyone to look around at your neighbors and your family. And if they're not worth fighting for, then what is? If your kids and your grandkids ain't worth fighting for, then what is? God bless everyone and a good night.
God bless.
Check us out, guys.
Got it.
Y'all